Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and it's been a while, hasn't it, since it's been just you and me? Just us chatting, shooting the breeze, because there have been so many wonderful guests on the show recently. But I wanted to take this opportunity on this little mini show, this midweek show, to tell you about something that's going to be happening. Now, cast your mind back, my most excellent listeners, to the summer, to specifically the month of May. And you may remember a little thing that we did called A Pod A Day in May. Boy, wasn't that catchy. Now, I loved doing A Pod A Day in May. I thought it was really interesting. I thought the fact that we were able to cover lots of different topics and start off wider conversations that have then led to bigger podcasts, like we did biohacking, we did all sorts of things. It's where the reading habit really started. So it was a really good place to kind of generate a conversation with you, but also it was the starting point for a lot of the bigger shows and the guests that have been on since. And the feedback that I have had since most about A Pod A Day in May is, are you going to do it again next year? But because I love doing it so much, I thought, well, I don't want to wait till May next year, although watch this space, it still might happen. I wanted to do it again, but obviously wanted to leave a little bit of time, generate the right kind of content, etc., etc. So this has been percolating for a while, but get yourselves ready because the month of December is going to be hashtag Christmas podding, a podcast every day throughout the month of December. And the reason why I'm telling you this now in October is because if you're listening to this in real time, I would be so grateful if you could get in touch and let me know a topic or a guest or anything that you would like me to discuss in these mini episodes. Some of them will be longer. The Sunday episodes will still be the main interview show. And I fully intend, hoping, no offense to anybody, to publish every single day in December. So that will include the public holidays. And I thought long and hard about, well, should I really publish on Christmas Day? Is that okay? And the reason I'm going to is because I like to cook Christmas lunch. And depending on what your kitchen's like and what kind of goes on in your home on Christmas Day, there can be a bit of alone time. And I thought, actually, I'd quite like to tune into something new that I hadn't heard before. So there you go, it's happening. There's going to be a podcast on Christmas Day and all of the public holidays during December. No offences meant. It's there if you want it. You don't have to consume it on the day it's published. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because it would be so good if you could let me know if there are any topics, guests, or questions you would like me to answer or cover or just ruminate on during those mini shows. And the way to do that is, you guessed it, get in touch with me, email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com and put hashtag Christmas podding in the subject line, please. Equally, you can do the same on Twitter. Maybe tweet me at Emma Gunns and use the hashtag Christmas podding, or go onto Instagram and do the same, slide into my DMs. You don't have to use the hashtag Christmas podding if you're sliding into my DMs, but how lovely would that be? And also, please go into that Facebook group, and the link to join is in the show notes. The show notes can be found wherever you're streaming and downloading this. So if you're listening to this on the phone, go to the app, whether you're Android or Apple, go to the app, wherever it is that you, whichever one you're using, and you will see a list which will give you all my social media handles. It will also give you the link to join the Facebook group. There are three questions. I basically want to weed out any brands going in there doing unscrupulous things, because that has happened and I had to stamp on it. But you have to answer three questions: how you found the show, whether you're a listener or a brand representative, and if there are any things that you would like to hear more of. And then you do have to agree to those forum rules. Just literally click I agree, and then you're straight in. Warm welcome arms. Thousands of other listeners of The Emma Gunn Show will be there to advise you on whatever it is that you might be dealing with at the particular time, or any questions you might have. It's also where I throw a lot of questions to listeners if I'm about to interview a guest. And I might say, guys, this afternoon I've got insert excellent podcast guest here. Is there anything you want me to ask? And the questions come in thick and fast, and then they appear on the show. That's, if you want your question answered on a podcast, that's the place to find out who's going to be on the podcast soon. But what I really want to do is obviously make sure that I cover things in Christmas podding that can be entertaining, but also informative. We can cover habits, whatever you would like. But the most important thing is that you let me know what you would like me to talk about, whether you'd like me to go back into biohacking, whether you'd like me to cover a little bit more health and fitness, because who isn't being bombarded with images of new year, new you, which is nonsense, by the way. But anyway, if you have a want to reevaluate health and fitness goals at December for January, then let's talk about that in a healthy way. Anything like that, just let me know. You could ask me to do more beauty. Who knows? I may also do a video a day on Instagram, but let's not get carried away. So this is just to let you know that December is going to be Podmas. YouTubers used to call it Vlogmas. I'm sure they still do. But Podmas just seemed a little bit too bland for me, which is how I decided to come up with Christmas podding. So Christmas podding for the win, I reckon. Get in touch. Let me know what you want me to cover. Do you think this is a good idea? I hope you do. A lot of people have said, when are you going to do a daily podcast? I miss those walks to work where I had my 15-minute show. Get in touch. Let me know. And I really hope that you enjoy what I've already put together, a little skeleton content structure, which I'm very happy with, I have to say. So I've already slotted in some things that I definitely want to cover during Christmas and some guests. And let's just say, surprise guests that I might be feeding you maybe on Christmas Day. Maybe on Christmas Day there might be some exciting people making appearances. That's all I'm going to say for now. But I really want to beef this content plan out, beef out what I'm going to do with your contribution. You, my most excellent listeners, are what make the Emma Gunn Show. So please do get in touch with me. Thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. That's my email. Twitter @EmmaGunns and use the hashtag ChristmasPodding. Instagram @EmmaGunns. Come into my DMs or mention me in a comment or comment under a picture using hashtag ChristmasPodding, or join the Facebook group. And as I mentioned, the link to join is in the show notes. You are, as ever, excellent. Thank you for all of your emails, messages, and everything that comes in constantly. I do get back to them personally. Sorry if you have to wait a little while, but I do get back to them. It's my favourite part of my day, speaking to all of you. So please don't be shy about getting in touch. Thank you once again for listening, and I will see you on the next one.